Night vision was Margie Serrano, Bermudez. Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, Margie. Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O, Bermudez, B-E-R-M-U-D-E-Z. Margie Serrano, Bermudez. We make copy for Glenda Ramirez, M.D. Glenda Ramirez, R-I-M, I'm sorry, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, Ramirez. MD. Next paragraph. Dear Glenda, thank you for sending Margie Serrano for pulmonary evaluation. The chief complaint is chronic respiratory failure. Next paragraph, hispresent illness. Hispresent illness. This is obese, 67-year-old female who has been oxygen dependent at 2 liters nasal cannula since the past 3 to 4 years, has had trouble ambulating due to shortness of breath, and has been treated for chronic asthma since childhood. She has COPD, and she has had previous episodes of pneumonia and exacerbations of asthma. The patient has been treated by a pulmonologist in Deltona and had chest x-rays and pulmonary function studies done, but these results are not available. Presently, she's coughing up thick sputum, and she denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has included history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, history of nasal reconstruction from previous injuries with a dog bite. She also had a tonsillectomy remotely, history of cholecystectomy, and 3 C-sections. The patient has rheumatoid arthritis and has had chronic spine. Chronic lumbar spine disease. She has hyperlipidemia, multiple allergies, history of TIAs, and osteoporosis. Also has anemia and gastroesophageal reflux. Next, family history. Mother is alive. No significant illness. Father died of heart attacks. Next, habits. The patient smoked. The patient never smoked. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to quinolones, Demerol, Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss. She has fatigue. Yes, the eye is double vision but has cataracts. She has she has vertigo and sore throat and recurrent nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has a cough and wheezing and short breath. No abdominal pains. She has heartburn and diarrhea. She does have chest pain, jaw pain, calf muscle pains, and arm pain and palpitations. Tanaya has depression, anxiety. She does have joint pains, muscle stiffness. Tanaya has seizures, headaches, and memory loss. I'm sorry, no seizures, but has headaches. No memory loss. Next, physical exam. Can you also mention the patient has skin rash with itching? Next, physical exam. This is a elderly white female, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 135/70. Pulse is 100, respirations 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 206, saturation 98. HE-indicated non-sphalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat injected, ears non-inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, swollen, nestled, no murmur, no acidity. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities revealed. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, with no growth, more or less. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic pancreatitis. And number 2. Rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3, history of hypertension. Number 4 is osteoporosis. Oh, can you please add in the med list? Medication list is as follows. Advair 250/50, 1 puff twice daily. Disc 250/50, I'm sorry. 1 puff twice daily. Theodore 300 milligrams daily. Albitrol NABS 2.5 milligrams BID PRN. Prednisone 10 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Femot and Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams PRN, and hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a CT chest without contrast, or get a report of a recent chest CT, and also got a CBC and an IgE level. She will continue with O2 2 liters nightly and PRN. Advice to go on Advair disc to 50 by 50 micrograms, 1 per PID. And a follow-up is it, yeah, approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Glenda Ramirez, MD. Thank you, Sark D'Souza.